Singing and waving flags, the people of Dadaab refugee camp welcomed UNHCR chief Filippo Grandi. The sky was cloudy as the high commissioner talked with camp leaders and walked the well-tread dusty paths. Mr. Grandi's visit came just as the Kenyan government warned of its plans to shut the camp down. Halima, a refugee from Somalia, had this to say.
We are ready to go back to our country, but it's not the time be today or tomorrow because of the challenges and the reasons why we came fled from Somalia. Still, some of the challenges are still there.
For over 25 years, Kenya has hosted the camp, but the cost to the government and surrounding communities has been great. Mr. Grandi agreed that returning the displaced to Somalia is the eventual goal, but only in the right circumstances.
The best solution for Somali refugees, just for like any other refugees, is to eventually go back in safety and dignity to their own country, Somalia, on a voluntary basis according to international principles.
UNHCR began helping refugees return to Somalia voluntarily in 2013. To date, more than 14,000 from Dadaab camp have been able to go back. But Mr. Grandi believes there is still work to be done within the country.
We cannot treat this problem of Somali refugees with business as usual. We have to turn the page, and what is most important is investing. Investing in Somalia, as I said, this is very, very important, and it is not just an economic and material investment, it is investing in the security of that country and in its political stability.
Internal threats like the Al-Shabaab terrorist group still loom large over the Horn of Africa nation. The Kenyan government recently made assurances that they would meet the rights and obligations of the returning Somalis. Here's Mr. Grandi once again.
As the High Commissioner for Refugees, I hope they will listen to me when I say that the refugees here cannot be forgotten.
Janie Cangelosi, United Nations.